I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On July 9, Sri Lankan protesters stormed the president's official residence in the capital city of Colombo. Crowds remain there today, many swimming in the large pool or lounging on expensive beds, and they won't leave until President Gotabaya Rajapaksa officially steps down. That's been promised for July 13th. Adrian DeVisser with Asian Access says,
so people stream to the city of Colombo in busloads, train loads, and they were particularly concerned that it will not be a violent demonstration, but the government used the police and fired tear gas and opened fire into the air to frighten people.
Most people don't have fuel to drive anywhere, including churches, but Christians continue to pray for new leadership. Plus, local churches continue to help their neighbors in the name of Jesus. Ask God to strengthen them. And Belarus sided with Russia in the war against Ukraine. Now, Belarusians are facing worsening economic conditions as a result of Western sanctions. But it won't stop Transworld Radio contacts from sharing the hope of Christ. They recently gave dozens of handheld radios to people in vulnerable situations. Frank Stevenson with TWR Europe says,
they distribute them in children's homes and orphanages, rehab centers for senior citizens, or even in prisons. I mean, these are situations where it's easy to be hopeless. And so what we want to do is speak hope to Belarus and have them come to know the living God.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
We're all called to be part of the Great Commission, and we can do it in so many different ways.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.